Florida Governor Rick Scott says his heart goes out to the family of Trayvon Martin, the 17-year-old who was shot by a neighborhood watch volunteer in Sanford. But he says he wants to ensure the state doesn't rush to conclusions about the Stand Your Ground law, which the shooter's attorney says will likely be part of his defense.
As you all know, we're at a 40-year low in our crime rate. Our law enforcement is doing a great job. And all of us want to continue that record.
Lieutenant Governor Jennifer Carroll will chair the task force. Carroll says the task force will be made up of 17 members.
We have appointed a highly qualified task force. The 17 task force members are inclusive of many different points of views and racially, regionally, and professionally diverse.
The members include lawyers, lawmakers, law enforcement officers, and neighborhood watch volunteers. Carroll says task force members were selected by Scott and leaders from the House and Senate from a pool of people who had approached the governor's office about joining the task force. She says that's why Senator Chris Smith, a Democrat from Oakland Park, who has already started his own task force, is not a part of the governor's group.
He did not apply. We went with the application, people that sent in information who were interested in serving in this task force.
Smith says he made his interest in joining the task force clear. He said in a release that he's glad to see the governor has formed a task force, but worries state officials are moving too slowly. The governor's task force is expected to have a recommendation for lawmakers by the time the legislature meets next session. Meanwhile, George Zimmerman, the self-confessed shooter of Trayvon Martin, has pled not guilty to the second-degree murder charges pending against him, and the original judge in the case has stepped down because of a conflict of interest. For WFSU-FM, I'm Regan McCarthy.